Volodymyr Zelensky is back in Ukraine this morning after an extraordinary clash with the US president and vice president. A promise of support from Europe and Canada, including missiles from Belfast, a meeting with Britain's king, and a war that continues into day 1,104, with more Russian drone attacks and shellings on residential buildings in Kharkiv, Zaporizhia and Kramatorsk, where a teenage boy was killed overnight. At yesterday's defence summit of 18 leaders in London, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer said that European leaders had agreed to draw up a Ukraine peace plan to take to the United States, which is viewed as a pivotal step for Washington to be able to offer security guarantees that Kyiv says are vital to deter Russia.
The UK is prepared to back this with boots on the ground and planes in the air. Together with others, Europe must do the heavy lifting. But to support peace in our continent and to succeed, this effort must have strong US backing. We are at a crossroads in history today. This is not a moment for more talk. It's time to act, time to step up and lead, and to unite around a new plan for a just and enduring peace.
Keir Starmer. As he left Britain, Volodymyr Zelensky was again asked if he had any regrets about the exchanges with Donald Trump at the White House on Friday.
It seems to me that between us, between just as partners, it seems to me Ukrainian stance would be more understandable. Our feeling towards justice and how painful it is for us, and that no matter what happens, we cannot forget this. All that we want from partners is the constructive dialogue, so that they remember who the aggressor is.
Volodymyr Zelensky speaking through an interpreter in London. Let's go to our London correspondent, Tommy Mescal. A very difficult few days for the Ukrainian president and his country, Tommy. Tell us about how it ended in London.
Well, it was a much better ending, Gavin, compared to the meeting in the Oval Office on Friday. I suppose there were two key messages from the summit. One was a message of solidarity with Ukraine, and you saw the warm reception that President Volodymyr Zelensky got from the other leaders there. There was also that meeting with King Charles. The other message was that Europe needs to do more, and that was a stark message. As some leaders were travelling home last night, and you played clips there, they spoke with reporters, and we got a bit more insight into their thinking. The Ukrainian president was speaking at Stansted Airport to a few reporters, and we heard him say that he remained willing to sign that minerals deal with the US. He also spoke of a belief that he could salvage his relationship with Donald Trump. The French president, meanwhile, Emmanuel Macron, was speaking to the newspaper Le Figaro on his flight back to France. And he told them of this UK-French proposal for a one-month truce. It would cover the air, sea and energy infrastructure in the first instance, he said, and peacekeepers would come at a later point. It's something, Gavin, that the British government hasn't commented on yet, so that will be one to watch. It's possible that we might see the Prime Minister address Parliament later, but Volodymyr Zelensky was asked about it at Stansted Airport before he left, if he was aware of the proposal, and he simply just smiled and said he's aware of everything.
I noticed that many of the comments that he made, Tommy, at Stansted, were in Ukrainian and not in English.
Yeah, I think that might have been a deliberate attempt by Volodymyr Zelensky to ensure that what he said was properly understood. He does speak English, but he doesn't speak it as fluently as he would like. So that entire exchange, as you say, at Stansted Airport was in Ukrainian and translated back.
The last time we heard the phrase coalition of the willing used by Keir Starmer yesterday was when about 30 nations publicly gave at least some support to George W. Bush's US-led invasion of Iraq over 20 years ago. What's the 2025 equivalent as outlined by Keir Starmer yesterday?
Yeah, well, there's still not a huge amount of detail. It was something that was only unveiled yesterday morning, and you could see it as an attempt, perhaps, by the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer to get peace talks back on track after Friday's events in Washington. Basically, the UK and France will work with Ukraine on a plan to stop the fighting. Now, Keir Starmer indicated yesterday that more countries will eventually be involved. The hope is that it will demonstrate to Donald Trump that Europe is making serious efforts here to end the fighting, and as a result, he will agree to some form of US security guarantee. But we'll have to wait and see. And ultimately as well, of course, any sort of peace deal would have to be agreed with Russia. So there is still a way to go on this.
Was the message yesterday that Europe needs to stand on its own?
Very much so, and it was a stark message. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen spoke of the need to give member states the fiscal space to increase defence expenditure. She also said that Ukraine needs to be turned into a steel porcupine, as she put it, that would be indigestible for a future invader. There will be an emergency European Council meeting on Thursday, which Taoiseach Micheál Martin will attend. And I think we can expect more conversation around this there. For all that talk of Europe standing alone, though, Gavin, there was a big effort, too, to talk about the need for US involvement. The NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte was again, and he's done this time and time again, but he was again trying to pour cold water on the idea that the US was stepping away from the transatlantic alliance. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer also saying that he spoke with Donald Trump over the weekend and that he trusts him when he says that he wants a peace deal.
A UK deal with Ukraine for missiles, and they'll be made on this island.
Yes, that was something that was announced by Keir Starmer yesterday. It's part of a £1.6 billion export finance deal with Ukraine, giving us the ability to buy 5,000 defence missiles. And you're right, he said that they will be manufactured in Belfast. Last night we got a bit more detail from the Ministry of Defence. We're told that it will create up to 200 new jobs there. And the missiles will be manufactured by a company called Thales in Belfast, which already employs 700 people there. The Prime Minister talked up the positive effect of this investment in terms of jobs. I think perhaps an attempt by him to say that this investment is still part of his government's ambition to grow the economy. But I think it's also about Keir Starmer trying to lead from the front here and to demonstrate yesterday that his words are being backed up by concrete measures.
Tommy, thank you. That's our London correspondent, Tommy Mescal.